Tomorrow, we have a board meeting at 4 o'clock, so I can't be here at 3:30, but how about again Friday at 3:30, a half hour before the studio?
Sounds good.
And, you know, spread the word, if we're ever going to put it on and talk about it. One other thing that I want to clarify, and that is, that we understand what you were saying a moment ago, that people get anxious and...
And now I believe you're about to hear Daryl Darling attempt to make sure that nobody protests. And this is the real motivation, I believe, for this statement to the campers. It was not based upon a real understanding and a real deal. It was a temporary fix that he and Palmer so made to shut up the campground protest. One can never know for sure what goes on in the minds of other people, and I'm not a mind reader, but frankly, that's my assessment. Listen to Daryl Darling.
Don't have information. This is your living situation at the present time. Whether it has been or it will be, it's the present, and we don't want to threaten that. Please understand that that there are other folks in other parts of the town, particularly the merchants, and a lot of the people here in the downtown have made major contributions to homeless assistance. Hang on just a second. Their living, likewise, is significantly dependent on the Christmas shopping. It serves no good purpose at all. It will be totally counterproductive to mount any kind of campaign or make any kind of suggestions that would be disruptive to normal commerce.
This is the real reason for the phony deal.
Okay? I don't want anybody threatening you folks here. I don't want to be threatened. I don't want people out there to be threatened.
I got a question for you, Darryl.
No, we can answer.
Are you saying that this campground is dependent on people not protesting, or are you saying you're just advising people that that's not
the case? Let me ask if there's anyone here other than Robert who misunderstood what I just said.
Yes, I do.
You misunderstood what I just said.
I just want to say yes or no, Darryl. That's all I'd like from you. Are you saying that it is contingent? Is it okay for folks to have their campground? And you're saying you advise people not to protest because you don't think that's a good idea? Are you saying that protest will result in some kind of counter decision on the campground? I assume you're saying that the two issues are independent, right?
Let me be absolutely clear. I will not threaten anyone.
Good.
I operate, and the organization that I work for operates on clear communication, straight information, and goodwill. I am confident of the goodwill of the people here. I don't think that, number one, it doesn't serve any good purpose to threaten anyone else. It's counterproductive to our mutual goals for homeless people.
Yeah, it is counterproductive.
Hang on just a second, Robert. But beyond that, the goodwill aspects, I am committed to minimizing threat wherever I confront it.
The campers might ask, Darryl, is it a threat when you say that the campground is going to be removed by police today before 6 o'clock? If he's committed to non-threatening behavior, then somebody should commit him to a hospital to have his head examined. In other words, his commitment doesn't seem to extend to the most obvious threatening situation, which is threatening campers with the destruction of their homes, the loss of their property, the death of their dogs, the end of opportunities for jobs, and possibly... real serious illness and death in the wilderness itself.
Myself, and anyone who purports to speak for you, or anyone among you who threatens each other. And they are not contingent. I'm not making a commitment, or actually the board will say whether or not well, my suggestions are going to hold, but I think they will. The board, I'm confident, will support what we're suggesting, which is what you just said.
And people can come to this first?
No,
people can come to this board meeting, Darrell, at 4:00 tomorrow if they'd like.
Sure.
Really, 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 really,
will review together as the weather unfolds, and beyond January 1st, no sooner than 10 days after permits are released.
So, right there, we will review together if the weather breaks in some problem. It has some problem. You couldn't find a clearer statement of what the promise was, and you couldn't find a clearer example of broken promises than what he and Palmerso did. Actually, Palmerso did it, but Palmerso was present, and he agreed to that as well. Last Tuesday, what they're doing this Monday, destroying the only open-air shelter available. A little bit more of this, and then we're going to turn to the infamous surrender everything, buy them out, scare them out meeting that happened on Saturday, when campers, essentially many of the campers, gave up their right to protest, gave up their right to resist, gave up their right to any kind of a campground after January 1st, actually after today. They're going to be bused down to a state campground today in a deal that was made under pressure from the mayor and under pressure from this, what could one say, but perfidious men of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, who lied to the people that they were supposed to be representing, or at least in whose interest they were supposed to be acting.
You have all agreed on that, and I'm confident the board will support that. And what I'm asking for you, it's not contingent, but I'm assuming that all of us are working toward one end in good faith. And I'm having made that commitment, not contingent. It's not if you do this, I'll do this. But I'm asking, with that understanding, for your cooperation beyond the release of permits for the trailers, and please don't threaten other people. It's not going to serve your own purpose. And it's a please. It isn't an if.
It will be a problem.
I'm a few of the bodies that have to get a
problem.
It will lose all
this. What is your name?
And there's Dan again, cleaning up after the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. When are you going to learn, Dan? Anyway, that was, any comments on that tape, Dan? You were at the meeting. Is that a doctored tape? Is that accurate?
It's so very accurate. I'm almost laughing, even though it's a very sad situation. Everything on here is just like, I don't know how many times it was repeated that this will not happen, that will not happen. We work together, we negotiate, and of course none of that happened. And this is really sad. Also, further down in the tape, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, they were asked if we were actually going to protest the business people downtown. And one of the persons, I think it was Daryl Darning, asked everybody who was at the table, do you know even one single person that wanted to protest? Because Robert Norris had mentioned that we were going to protest. And of course, he went around the table, and I was kind of sweating because he got to me last. And I had to tell the truth. I said, I'm sorry, because everybody else had said, no, I don't know anybody that wants to protest. And then when it got to me, I told them yes. I said, I have to be honest with you. There was about 30 of us that wanted to protest. And we actually did protest, is what it amounted to, you know. And so their main concern at this point in the tape is the business community, because we're going to protest down in the mall, you know, because it appears, I don't know if this is true or not, but it appears that many of the business people, not all of them, because there are some good people out there, had actually started this whole ball rolling about anti-homeless this, anti-homeless that, and they'll call in when they're playing a bongo on the street, which is a personality of Santa Cruz for years and years. Before I ever became homeless, I was attracted to coming down here because of the many personalities and many cultures that were exhibited down on the mall. And so That's about all I got to say.
Well, yeah, actually, Dan, my impression is that after this meeting, there were no more protests. So this meeting was the end of the protests. And I want to point out that some of the mechanics behind this. One of the strongest people working for the homeless protest movement here, well, I shouldn't say homeless protest, more to keep the campground open, is a woman who's been mentioned before. I call her Brimstone Barbara, sort of ironically, because Barbara is very mild in her own way, although very determined when she gets her mind set on something. She's a member of the Quakers. She's been a community activist for a long time. We've actually interviewed her here on the radio. She's had her tent out at the campground for the last 4 or 5 days, being there with the campers. She's spoken in heartfelt, strong statements to city council, and she's issued media releases. She convened the meetings of the Support Our Shelter, HUF, City Council, Citizens Committee for the Homeless gatherings at the Duck Pond in order to find a solution. She is an advocate of Gandhian tactics. That is to say, you try every possible means of giving your opponent or your adversary or the person that you're seeking justice from a way to save face, a way to do the right thing. You appeal to them with your heart. You humiliate yourself before you humiliate them. You use no harsh words and so forth. That was her approach, and one can, to some extent, respect her for it, and I do. The problem that developed and that has developed in terms of our internal interactions has been we did this at the cost of high-pressure protesting that I feel made the real difference. Because in my experience in the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, which Barbara really didn't have, because she was somewhat new to this, although she had been involved in the past at different times, the Citizens Committee for the Homeless has been perfidious in the past. In 1991, they did the same thing. They promised campers they could stay until November 1st. They just bought the property. There was a smaller number of campers on the property camping. And in mid-October, they moved in to arrest everybody under an arrest letter filed with the police that they had denied existed, but actually did exist, and we got a copy of it. And they came out and they arrested us. And three of us went to jail, along with, there were 25 or 30 other people trying to stay on the property. We said we were going to stay until the last campers left, and two decided not to go, so I went to jail with them. And that's what's going to happen today, by the way. I'm going to go out to the property, and I may have to go to jail again. But this time, the Citizens Committee has again busted up the resistance, it looks like. Although I again invite people to come on out there and keep themselves posted as to what's going on. The liberal approach of trying to talk to city council members endlessly, of trying to talk to Citizens Committee for the homeless people endlessly, of avoiding confrontation at all costs, particularly involved things like we did not focus on mobilizing protest. We did not focus on drawing our attention to the conditions constantly for the media. These are things that had we done that, I don't think we'd be in the position we're in now. I think the Citizens Committee would have kept its original deal. We would have had more time to organize, and we would be on the road to having a real campground either there, and it's a bad spot, I got to admit it, in terms of where the spots are available, but at least we have it there until we have another campground. We have some lyrics coming up from Little Star. But I'm gonna first. I really regret I don't have the time to play the Mike Rotkin meeting tape, because this is the meeting at which, unfortunately, everything is given away, and that was happening on Saturday. Campers were frightened and confused. Activists essentially kind of had lost contact with each other, and what we had was out at the campground a situation where they brought in the mayor, who said, "We're going to arrest people, and that's just how it's going to be." And then one camper, a man named Larry, and some others said, "Please, please, please, please let us stay." They got down on their knees. They said, "We'll leave in 2 weeks. Just let us stay." Essentially not saying, "Hey, you made a deal with us, guys. You made a deal with us, and we're gonna hold you to that deal." No. Instead, the campers gave it up. Many of them did. And then later, others decided that wasn't such a good idea. I don't know, Dan, what your position is now, but there was they divided people. The people got divided and confused as to how to proceed. And that can happen. If you're living outside, hey, 2 weeks is an important thing. It is important to have that time to be able to be in a tent. But again, I believe that the power that campers have is in sticking together. And I will say that in the weeks ahead. And for those of you who are still hiding in the bushes or going to the programs or even down at New Brighton Beach where you've been bussed, Don't give up. Remember, we are still a community here. They may have dispersed us physically, but spiritually we're still a community. We understand that it is wrong what has been done here. We understand that it was our power that got us all of November and half of December and even this little sellout deal at New Brighton Beach for two more weeks. It was the power of the campers, not the generosity of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, not the goodwill and wise judgment of the City Council. None of those things are what operated here. It was the power of the campers to say, give us a decent deal or you'll find us downtown at Christmas, because this town has a law that makes it illegal to be poor at night. And that is the fact of things, folks, and that's wrong. The next program is here, and I'm not going to have time to play you the Rotkin tape, which is a pity, because, I mean, Little Star wants to sing something. We don't have much time here. We're going to give you half a minute to sing this carol here.
5 minutes.
Okay, but, well, I got to spend 3 minutes of it doing stuff, too.
Okay.
Go for it, Little Star.
Here's some verse that I wrote while I was in here. This is to the tune of Jingle Bells, A Christmas Carol. Fascist hell, tortures well, lying all the way. Oh, what pain, driven insane, no home to go or stay. Hey, truth to tell, lawmakers smell, conscience flew away. With sycophant cops, violence never stops, what can we do but pray? Hey, dashing, running fast, dodging cruel police, responding to a false alarm against innocents wanting peace. Fascist hell, tortures well, lying all the way. Oh, what pain, driven insane, no home to go or stay. Hey, truth to tell, lawmakers smell, conscience flew away. With sycophant cops, violence never stops, what can we do but pray?
Hey!
The right to live is free, granted by Creator. Where do we want to be, a lover or a hater? Fascist hell, tortures well, lying all the way. Oh, what pain, driven insane, no home to go or stay. Hey, truth to tell, lawmakers smell, conscience flew away. With sycophant cops, violence never stops, what can we do but pray?
Now, when you read those last verses, I'm going to invite you to come at 2 o'clock and sing those on the streets, and I'll sing them with you.
Yeah, me too.
But you're going to hear more of Little Star, and you've got to bring your own verses down, folks, to the Huff meeting at 2 o'clock at the Homeless Wishing Well. And remember, you are attuned to 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz, and I invite you to get your butts out to the homeless campground to provide whatever support, documentation, witnesses, pictures. You can see the kind of chaos and destruction that is being wrought by the Citizens Committee at the moment we speak. A campground, a community, is being torn apart, surgically amputated. The area will be locked off by tonight. They may even be doing it even as we speak now. I'm not quite sure when it's going to get completed. That's happening right now. If you want to be on the show on Friday, and you'll be able to talk with Mayor Mike Rotkin, the man whose edict has helped this happen, the man who has stood behind the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, who has essentially said, campers, get out of town if you don't like it. You know, you're just going to have to deal with it. We're not going to in any way intervene, even though there is a shelter emergency. More on Rotkin on next show. It'll be Friday at 10 o'clock on December 22nd. If any of you want to particularly be part of this broadcast, give me a call at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And if anyone wants to be on the air with Mike, and this includes homeless people, you'd be at Taco Bell at 9:45 in the morning, and you can join this very special edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to put on a tape, and let it run as long as the folks here are going to allow it to run, the final meeting on Saturday where essentially the campers were sold out. They were frightened out, they were threatened out, and finally they were sold out. And hopefully we'll be able to play that more. I know you want to sing more, Little Star, but we don't have time.
Oh, then it's going to see.
We really got to do this.
Well, if I do it daily, and I take everything out of trash and put it into bags so that they wouldn't have a place to put this stuff, because sometimes you know.
Actually, that's the wrong tape. The right tape, we may not even have time for the right tape, but this is the right tape.
You ask a free country, what an evil sham. Open your eyes and see the demon and Uncle Sam. Fascist hell, tortures well, lying all the way. Oh, what pain, living insane, no home to go or stay. Hey, truth to tell, lawmakers smell, conscience flew away. We should prevent cops, violence never stops, what can we do but pray? My positive solution, to end on a happy note, let's really share and show your care, and follow what true saints wrote.
Recently, in the local garage, the school wanted to put it down. They're always closing it up on us just when we can almost get going. It's like, I haven't been able to go and find work to put a transmission in my car because I'm broke down here without a transmission. Because I've been having to defend whether I'm going to move every day or not since I've been here. You're here. It's like tiresome. It's like I've gone to other communities in different places in the past. And the same thing would happen. The community would somehow manage. After years of struggle, it seems I always get there on the last days or something. But I just get a place where I can actually get it together to get a car and an apartment. And I'm out in the street again with a broken down car because I've been having to defend whether I'm going to have to move my tent every day. It's the same thing everywhere. It's happened to me in Texas, in Southern California, in Northern California, in Oregon, and now here over the last 10 years. And it's like getting kind of old. I'd like to at least find a place where I can land and rest long enough to get on my feet. That's about all right.
You asked me to come and explain what's going on. People said people were confused, what's happening. I will explain with that time. I've got about an hour and 15 minutes more. And I'll be happy to listen to people's comments about this, but I don't have any power to negotiate something with you. I can explain to you what's happening. I hope that's helpful to you. I understand it's not going to make people happy. I'm not here to make friends or make, persuade people that somehow they're right about something, but I do have some accurate information. In order for this campground to be open, it requires two parties to agree to it. The property owner, which is the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, and the City Council. It requires the property owner, because they own the property, that's the way things work in our system. Even if they like it or not, that's the way it is. And they can decide what they want to do to their property to a certain degree. It also requires a permit from the City Council to do certain kinds of activities on people's private property. And right now, the situation is that the Citizens Committee for the Homeless has asked that this campground be closed. The City of Santa Cruz has a piece of written paper in which we have been requested to close this campground from the Citizens Committee for the Homeless, signed by the Executive Director of the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. Secondly, even if the Citizens Committee were to decide today or tomorrow that they changed their mind, or that based on, I understand there may or may not have been agreements about all kinds of things, that they would like to reopen the campground and keep it open to some other day, that doesn't mean it gets to stay open. Because the City Council, the City of Santa Cruz, still has to, would still have to provide this place with a permit. The last time this place had a permit was October 1st, 1994. It operated this entire past summer without a permit.
There's so many things Rotkin is saying that have to be commented on. It's true the campground has been unpermitted, and it could continue in an unpermitted status as long as the City Council takes no action. And the City Council has taken no action, so it could continue through the Christmas holidays, at least until mid-January, when the City Council convenes. But Rotkin is saying that he, in essence, opposes the campground, and therefore, for some reason, even though the City Council has taken no action, the campground has to close. Well, I've got to close, unfortunately, because I've got people here who need to do their show. Hopefully, the next time, or maybe it'll be later than that, or maybe soon we can get on another show. Possibly I'll come back later in the afternoon because another talk show host may not show. We can play more of the Rotkin fictions. Check it out. You're listening to Bathroom Spears Broadsides. I thank you for coming, and invite you to listen to the next show.